And welcome back to the Green Front, and we talk a lot on this program about what is working. And after all the bad press that Solyndra brought the solar industry, we're going to have a good news story, a success story. It is a local story based here in Marin County in the Bay Area in Northern California, where I live and work. But it really could be a model for other counties and communities around the country. I'm pleased to interview and welcome to the Green Front, Colleen Curry. She is the co-founder of a company called Synapse Electric. Welcome to the program, Colleen.
Thanks, Betsy. It's great to be on the show and to talk about Synapse Electric and the solar industry.
And you just completed the largest solar installation in this county of Marin. First of all, congratulations on that. Tell us how you got the bid as a small solar company. Congratulations on being female-owned, at least the female half of you and your husband's partnership. this is really, you know, an important story to amplify because Solyndra just is, you know, in the wrong hands, politicians and candidates who would have us go backwards, the regressives, as I call them, trying to, you know, indicate that somehow the failure of Solyndra and the money spent on it indicates solar is a failure as a technology and that the industry is failing, which is oh so not the case. And we so cannot afford to have that kind of thinking pervade, you know, mainstream America. So very happy to have you on to talk about what is working, how it can work, and all the wins really involved. So tell us again how old your company is and how you got this big job, given I think you're pretty small compared to some of the big solar providers out there now.
We are quite small. We've been around for 8 years, and we're a solar and electrical construction company, and we're committed to sustainable building practices and renewable energy. We work with a variety of residential and commercial and government clients and specialize in both full-service electrical contracting and PV solar power systems. And recently, we've also been installing electric vehicle charge stations. And we got the job. We were awarded the job. There were three bidders. And a big part of it was that we're a local company. And the 1.2 megawatt DC project, which is around 1 megawatt AC, was a complex project up at the San Rafael Airport.
And San Rafael Airport decided to go solar because they have some enlightened managers there, or did you have a prior relationship professionally with someone there? And how many airports have done this?
I don't know how many airports have done this, but we did not have a prior relationship with the airport. They were committed to going green. They currently have solar that the or they currently had solar that did provide power for the airport usage of the facilities there. And they had over 48 hangar roofs that were just ripe to put on solar panels in order to generate electrical energy for that they would sell back to the Marin Clean Energy Authority in order with a purchase power agreement. It's a 20-year power purchase agreement between them, and it produces about a megawatt of rooftop solar power every day.
I've covered the groundbreaking Marin Clean Energy Program in the past, but it has been, I think, over a year. If you could just give us a quick summary of how that works for those not aware of what's out there in terms of localities and municipalities being responsible for generating.
Sure. The Marin Energy Authority is the first successful attempt in California to launch a new public model for providing electricity to its residents. It serves as a retail electricity provider to the Marin community. PG&E will continue to transmit and distribute the electricity, but the service actually goes through the MEA.
And there was a big campaign that PG&E heavily financed, our local utility, to try to kill more of that kind of thing, more counties being part of this. It really is, I think, surprising many in how well it's working. Have you been impressed?
I have, and it's wonderful that this project results in homegrown green energy power for Marin County residents.
And what are the obstacles now that leasing is available? Do you see, you know, more residents and perhaps nonprofit institutions like the synagogue that I belong to and I'm trying to get solar panels put on, you know, being more receptive because there is, you know, such a big reduction in the initial upfront out-of-pocket cost?
I think leasing is an option that works for many homeowners as well as commercial businesses. And, you know, at the end of the day, it all just produces job growth for the industry. You know, I was looking in one of the reports from Solar Foundation, and it indicated that there was a 6.8% growth rate since 2010 in the solar industry. And that was something like nearly 10 times more jobs than the overall economy.
And just to tie this to President Obama's news conference about an hour ago, I don't know if you heard, but he got a question on what he plans to do on climate change. And he said, if we can show that we can address the economy challenge with jobs, then we can address climate change at the same time. It will be a winning agenda. Otherwise, he said, there's too many regional differences and tough political choices to really take it on. So I think that's one of the things we have to keep emphasizing, is that it's not let's address the economy and then get to the environment, and it's not just economy and jobs, but the fact that creating green jobs, because let's face it, there are not as many out there as there need to be, creation of green jobs will be part of the way we get out of this, you know, weak economy, and the, heading for the fiscal cliff, you know, must involve looking at the ecological cliff that we're also facing if you really look at the indicators.
Yes, and, you know, for the project that we just completed, we put the system up really quickly, you know, compared to any kind of fossil fuel development. We had the system up in a little over 3 months, and we supported the local community with 20 local green jobs that we picked up, temporary labor. We ended up hiring 3 permanent new hires. We engaged 2 subcontractors for the whole time. So, you know, we really saw a boost in our job side for over the past 3 months. And another thing I was looking in today in Solar Industry Magazine, and a recently released 2012 edition of the International Energy Agency World Energy Outlook, it indicated that solar will become the world's second largest source of power generation by 2015, which is pretty wonderful news.
And could we really scale it up quickly? Let's just dream for a moment, have a green dream that President Obama in his second term really makes climate change and addressing it a top priority, that there are more incentives to, you know, research and development for renewable energy companies, including solar and wind, that we get rid of all the subsidies to the fossil fuel industry. You know, physically, is it possible to be putting solar panels on roofs across America? Do we have enough capacity in terms of solar manufacturers and providers? Could we really ramp it up quickly and at the same time be training, you know, hundreds if not thousands of Americans out of work?
Absolutely. I believe so. And, you know, in addition to solar panels, you also have manufacturers of the inverters, which convert the energy from DC power into AC power. Most of those are American-made inverter companies. You also have a variety of racking components, which for rooftop applications, the panels are put on. Many of these are American manufacturers. And it definitely provides an amazing amount of labor workforce in order to not just manufacture those, but also get them installed on homes. And we can't just talk about the rooftops of homes. You can talk about arrays that are ground-mounted in fields that produce power for more on the utility scale of electrical generation that feed back into the grid.
And since you also install electrical vehicle charge stations, and since
yes, I
just started leasing a plug-in Prius, my fourth or fifth Prius, been with them all the time, but love the latest technology, and looking for charging stations and not seeing as many as I'd like to, you know, many people say, well, what's the point of having an electric car you have to plug in if that's just going to spew more greenhouse gases out there? How are the two technologies really linked, and how must they both grow in tandem almost?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about an electric vehicle charging is that you can do that at home in the evening when the electrical rates are the lowest, and it virtually costs pennies to refuel that car. Whereas with solar, it generates the power in the middle of the day, right when the peak consumption of most usages for businesses and homes occur. So, you know, I see solar as producing it when it's most consumed, and the electrical vehicles consume it when it's, you know, the least power is consumed.
And can this be replicated across the country? You know, we are seeing it in some of the more progressive pockets of the United States, electrical cars being purchased and leased and plugged in. And don't we have to ramp that up quickly, just as quickly as we are with solar?
I believe so, yes. I think electric vehicles are a great choice. There's more coming on the market. Right now there's the Chevy Volt is out there, as well as the Nissan, you know, the various Prius, and more car manufacturers are coming out with a variety of models, you know, virtually as we speak. And I believe that with the federal grants in place, and if those continue, you know, the growth in the electric vehicle will continue.
And I think we have to discontinue the show. We're just about out of time, but I want to thank you for all your great work and for joining me on the Green Front today. Colleen Curry and her husband, Paul Bruner, are founders and co-founders of Synapse Electric, a company based in the Bay Area that has big plans and doing great green things that are homegrown in their own community. Thanks so much for showing us what's possible and one of the examples of the solutions we need to embrace. That does it for this edition of The Green Front. If you joined us in progress, check out the archives at trn.fm or on my website, which is thegreenfront.com. In the meantime, have a great green week. See you next time.